UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville, minus Marcus Maven for this hour. Nikki V, Steve Rummage. We're going to take you all the way up to noon here, right? At least 11:52-ish. But we're going to take you up. We got a lot to discuss, a little basketball, a little football. Big week for football, and we'll get to all that. But first, I want to remind you, it is Wednesday, Nikki. It is Wednesday. We didn't do it last week. Still Wednesday. I'm excited. Phil's going to kill us.
Still loaded. 1 second. But it is a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday. Sandwich, sandwich. There it is. I'm in love with you. You've got lettuce and tomatoes too. Bring about lunch to ESPN Louisville Studios. It's a Witch Wednesday, so be sure to get carryout, curbside, or delivery from Hurstbourne or Brownsboro Crossing. Lunch, dinner, or for your pool parties. Which I'll tell you what, man, over there at, I know Drew's got the Owl Creek pool. I'm over there at the Norton Commons pool. It is very easy to pull up there with 3-4 Witch sandwiches and do that for lunch.
Oh yeah,
very
that's
easy.
The play.
Yeah,
that's the
so
play.
That's a good way to do it. I get the boys some fries, and you know they got shakes.
The fries and the shakes are, I mean, the sandwiches are the star.
But that doesn't get talked about there.
No, but criminally underrated.
Yes,
criminally underrated shakes.
The cookies. I mean, you can do it upright, man. So they're fully staffed. They're open 7 days a week. At both locations. Order online or the Witch app. Witch Superior Sandwiches.
I'm going to do some nasty things to a Cali Club later on.
Oh, I think I might do a Cali Club again today. I love that Cali Club,
dude,
man.
It's a guac, man.
Yeah, I agree.
That avocado just a little bit, mix it with the mayonnaise.
I know.
Oh.
No, it's incredible, man. So I mean, because the Wicked has more meat, you know what I mean?
It's got
like a great taste, but man.
All the cold cuts, nice and salty and savory. Delicious.
Oh, I know.
But
I know.
That I don't know what it is, but yeah, sometimes I'm just craving that avocado, man.
Right.
They got some hot sandwiches too.
Oh yeah. Their meatball, awesome. Yeah.
The hamburger, solid, very solid. I know. Comes with that like Big Mac sauce.
Where are we at with kickball, man? People are asking.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. They have room. So
they have room.
They have room. They have room. So yeah. So I
did it not start last night?
No. They pushed it back. I think because the heat and because they didn't have enough teams. So
grand.
What? Yeah, I know. Right?
That's grand.
So now it just basically we have to finalize the roster.
Okay.
And that's going to be something that I think. Yeah, we're gonna have to.
Because I've gotten some email, and if you sent me an email, continue if you want to get on the team. I think we're gonna pick two or three at least, maybe from the app application pool. Like I've even if we haven't responded, we have seen them. So like I've got a couple with like action shots and everything, man. It's awesome. Like so we'll have a good time. We've already got. We may have an establishment.
Perhaps.
That will host us after games. So you can come, hang out. Maybe we can get some wings and, you know, help them out. Buy your drinks, you know, or something like that. Maybe they'll supply us with some wings and a little bit of food or something. So, and we can, you know, buy some drinks there, tip them well, you know, take care of them, and that'd be good, you know, or something. So we're going to have that conversation. And also, I know Cody and a couple others are like, hey, man, I'll be a beer man. So, you know, or a Diet Coke man for me. But we'll, yeah, man, we want to win and have some fun with it too. So,
no, I think,
and ladies,
it's going to be fun.
We need ladies.
Yes.
We only have two confirmed right now. So we need ladies.
Yes. 100%.
So please write in if you want to play some kickball.
It's a co-ed league.
Yes. Like, I mean, we want to be good. So we want to have a good time, but yeah. Okay. So we're in.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Sounds like we're in.
Yeah, now okay. I just got to do the paperwork.
Okay.
I'll find out what that is. So.
Okay. What is the cost of the league?
I don't know that.
Okay. We're going to figure that out.
Yeah. Jeanette basically did the last one. She was our front office person. So okay. I got to kind of defer to her.
Okay. Because
she's like in their system.
Because, well, what I'm saying is I think with listeners and stuff that come in, we're not going to be asking for anything really. So just come play. Yeah, just come play. So, like, don't have to worry about that. So nobody worry about, like, you know, do I get the money to play in the league or whatever? Just come play in the league. So
yeah, we'll figure it out.
We're going to have some.
If we do shake you down, it's not going to be much. Trust me.
Yeah. So, yeah, right. So me and Nikki will try to take care of as much as we can.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully, maybe just all of it. And that way everybody can come and have a good time. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so awesome, man. Somebody, Cody, he said, it's Cody. Am I still the beer guy? I took Patty's order. That's funny. Does Pat play kickball?
Pat wants to play.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're
awesome.
Going to get our boy some cleats. You know,
oh, well, Pat's in. Yeah.
He's got to take care of the knee. We want to make sure our boy's healthy. But yeah, okay. Pat's in.
So now we know me, you, Dave from Red Rage is in.
Dave from Red Rage.
I've already told him he's in. He's kind of been on the, you know, he's been on the air. They do stuff. So, like, that one's not one that we did the app pull with.
We have five from the Spicy Nuggets, but they're going to, I think they're both doing, like, half-sies.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, so that's basically, like, 2.5 players.
Sure.
You know, they'll fill in occasion. They'll do 1 week,
so
rotate. So, we have numbers there.
Perfect.
And there are best players from the team, too. So
perfect.
So, that's good.
Yeah. Your dad, Pops, admonished me. Is that the word?
Yeah. Chastised? I think admonish is better. Admonish,
okay.
Yeah. In this battle of adjectives, I think yours was superior.
Okay, I wasn't sure about Jack, and he's right. I had to bow down to Pops.
Those were verbs, by the way.
I said
battle of adjectives. There were verbs.
We have no idea. That's what I say. People are like, oh, Steve, you're going to make fun of a letter. No, I'm not. I'm not going to make fun of a letter because God forbid I wrote one. What it would say. Chalk full would be very low on the list of things you could make fun of if I tried to write
a
formal letter.
Dude, I used to have good grammar, man, but I swear. And I could spell too.
Yeah.
But in this day and age of, I mean, autocorrect and texting, and
yeah,
I mean, it's awful. Like, I mean, it's.
So I said, guys, send my measurements. Yes, send your measurements.
For the jerseys. We got to make sure the jerseys.
Yeah. Somebody said, listening in from okay, help me out. Sanibel Island Beach. All right, where's it from? Let me know. Florida? Where we at? Florida,
yeah.
California? I don't know. Good weekend coming for football. We're going to get to that in just a second. Texture says, don't worry, Steve. I got some milk for you. Liz. Cody, Diet Coke, man. I can't do milk. Somebody
said, it's so hot. Milk was a bad choice.
Oh, my God. Somebody said, I will supply Alani energy drinks.
Hey,
those are good,
those
dude.
Are really good.
Those are very
those are really
I'm
tasty.
A Zoa guy, but those are the ones that I can also drink. So those are very good, man.
They are tasty.
I would love to get some people out. Like I said, let's have a fun time,
fun,
man. Let's make it a Tuesday night hangout.
We got to figure out the name, too. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like we might have to have a dare I say, a Twitter poll.
Well, it works perfectly now that it's we have a couple days as opposed to trying to throw it together this week. So now we have a couple days, you know, to get it together and stuff. So, yeah, we're going to get it all finalized this week, man. I think it'd be a blast. I think it'd be fun.
It's good. It will be fun. It will definitely be fun.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're kind of I feel like we're having a Louisville basketball conversation to an extent. Will we win it all this year? I don't know.
We need
guards.
Oh, damn it.
You see? He touched you. Whoa, he touched you.
He's right up all in me, man.
Man, dude.
Steve, we might have to put our our opinions aside on this one.
It's still blowing my...
Yeah. I need a vaccine.
Listen, I'm like, yeah, I'm with you on that one. I'll take that one. I'll take that vaccine.
Blake, I'm going to need you to spit in this tube.
Yeah, I'll take that vaccine, man. Because I do not want whatever Blankenbaker has.
Sweeney Pox.
Yeah.
Sweeney Pox.
Yeah, I don't want it. Yeah. Golly. Florida. Sanibel Island, Florida. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, they bring up again the big football recruiting weekend. Louisville got a little news yesterday. There's been some rumors. Wide receiver, and please send your text. I'm going to get to most of the text. I love reading the text line. So, wide receiver committed to Clemson. Nathaniel Joseph. I think they call him Ray Ray. So, out of Miami, Florida. Kind of rumored to, out of nowhere, be visiting Louisville this weekend. Then yesterday, decommits from Clemson. Now we'll be at Louisville this weekend. Four-star receiver. Big deal, man. Another one for this weekend. If Reuben Owens, Madden Sanker, Jordan Church, Luke Burgess weren't enough. And those are just guys we're trying to get committed. I mean, not counting that we got Aaron Williams coming in. Not counting that you got Pierce Clarkson coming back in. You know, not counting that you got DeAndre Moore and a bunch of the other, Jaleel McClain and the different ones coming in this weekend. Another name to add to the list of possible gets. And Joseph, again, would be another four-star receiver. Like I said, was committed to Clemson. Apparently, Dabo has a no-visit clause. So if you're committed to Clemson, you can't visit anywhere else or they won't take you.
Huh.
That's kind of wild.
That is kind of wild.
Yeah.
It's a little dastardly.
Yeah.
It's not exactly player-friendly, but I almost kind of respect it.
I know it's a weird thing. It's like, I don't know if I'm making fun of him about that. You know, I don't know if I'm like, how that's going, because I'm like, dude, like, I guess I feel you. Like, hey, man, once you with Clemson, you with Clemson. If you want to go check somewhere else, I have to see you.
I mean, how many times, like, any time, both, but I mean, both, it's the go-to card. It's a go-to card that's,
yeah.
It's like, well, they're not signed. They're just committed. You know, it doesn't mean that they're actually going to play for you. Like, when your rival lands a big recruit, and you hit him with that nonsense. I mean, I don't know, man, in this day and age of NIL, too, now that there's actually money involved, now it's almost, you can almost kind of treat it as like a contract, though.
If you're Clemson too, and it's like, I mean, for instance, with the Joseph situation, buzz is starting to come that like Louisville may be heavy, like moving into it here, and now he's going to go visit Louisville. It's like, it's almost like if you're Clemson, you're saying, yeah, I can get somebody else. Go ahead. Like, the perception is not going to be that you stole him, you know? So
is that like an almost an NIL flex? Like, we'll get somebody else? Like, in this day and age where it seems like a lot of the coaches are saying, we don't care about NIL, we don't care about NIL, is that like one of those subtle, you know what I mean?
Well, like, I think it's more of a flex for Louisville, yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if Louisville takes this kid from Clemson because Miami's put together, like, we forget about that. Miami's put together an incredible staff down there. This kid's from Miami.
So taking it in from their backyard.
To me, you're getting him from Clemson and pulling him away from Miami. And we're talking a four-star kid. I mean, he's only 5'8". He's more of a speedster guy. But a four-star kid committed to Clemson from Miami, and you get him? Heck yeah, that's a dub. That's a big-time dub. And you already got, especially with Kyle Parker. A lot of people know Kyle Parker. Wide receiver out of Texas, just got an offer from LSU. I didn't know this. Apparently, his dad played at LSU. He's a legacy kid there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's like that. You kind of like, okay, you might lose him, but he's going to be on campus this weekend too. So I mean, maybe you don't lose him, you know. But I'm not at this point. I mean, I feel like we can get about anybody. So Texter said team name should be Mother Mother, right, Nick?
That's pretty good.
I live in Cape Coral, work in Sanibel Island, love listening every day. Wow, thank you. That's awesome. Might be a Florida resident myself, where it's all said and done.
93.9 The Cane.
I can bring bowls for the Caucasians and blunts for the delegation. Interesting.
Our team is now called Rolling Probable Cause.
Rolling J's were like,
rolling
yeah, that's our
rolling
team name.
Newbie.
Yeah, Charlie Strong is now on Miami staff. So, I mean, you know, like, yeah, like they put together a monster staff. But anyways, it's just another name to add to just an incredible weekend for Louisville football recruiting. Just absolutely incredible. It does make you wonder, though. I still, in the back of my mind, have Pierce Clarkson saying Louisville's going to get a big recruit that weekend in basketball.
Like an echo?
Yeah, like I can't get that out of my mind because I'm like, okay, was it Amani Bates that he was talking about and now maybe not so much?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm so soft through the window.
It sounds like.
Yeah. Dare I say DJ Wagner?
Okay,
you know,
yeah, that's like, where I was if it's not Amani, then who, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, it's like, okay, or was, you know, because, I mean, recruiting's a fluid thing. I mean, I've been living in a world where we had Amani Bates for the last month and a half. Now it's trending that's not the case. Okay, like, so maybe Pierce Clarkson was just wrong? Or maybe we got a surprise in store for this weekend, you know?
Right.
I mean, like, I know that, I mean, it could be parlayed into just a big-time weekend. So it's enough to keep me excited for the weekend. And don't get me wrong, I mean, even if the basketball thing doesn't happen, what's happening in the football side is enough to be pumped for the weekend.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And like, the
literally the biggest one in...
probably ever.
Yeah.
Probably ever, man. I mean, maybe somebody could challenge me on that, and I mean, I'm fine if so, but I mean, it's definitely in the top three ever. So, yeah, I mean, it's a big-time deal, man, and maybe you get a couple to pop out of this, and, you know, and there was just tons of excitement for that class, and you hope the football team, and I believe they can, and I believe they will, have a solid season this year and get you excited for just kind of getting on board here with what's going on and we're moving forward. But, yeah, I still, though, like I said, I just can't get that out of my head, though. I'm like, well, I'm going to be watching.
Antennas are up, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be watching. Let's see. I want Parker for revenge for taking LSU taking Doomerville's family. That's a good one. That's true. I'm excited for this weekend, almost like I'm going on vacation. I kind of agree with that. I get where that texter's coming from. Like, you're really looking forward to like, I found myself like, okay, let's get this weekend going. Like, I want to start getting pictures, and I want to follow the Instagrams, and I want to see, do I have a surprise out there? Does Kenny Payne have something in his back pocket for this weekend, you know? Or was Pierce Clarkson? I guess I shouldn't put that on Kenny Payne because Pierce Clarkson's the one that said it, so you right. know, maybe I shouldn't say Kenny Payne, but was Pierce Clarkson right about the basketball thing? I mean, his money's been gold so far, so you know, we'll see. Like there's a lot going on. They're going to be at the horse track, you know, this weekend over at Churchill for night racing. So yeah, a lot of fun stuff up for that. But real quick, I did want to mention, while we talk about all these names like Reuben Owens and the different ones, Don't forget, and I don't think people have, but don't forget Sanker, Church, and Burgess. Three offensive linemen. All three would be massive gets. And there's a chance Louisville could actually land all three.
Wow, okay.
Like any one would be a massive get. They are probably going to land two, could land all three. Like, that's...
Wow.
Yeah, like, that's a big, big deal. Like, Reuben Owens, I think you have a real shot at Reuben Owens. More so than some of the guys ranked like he is ranked that have came here before. But I think you're also going to know after this weekend if you still have a shot. He seems as though, like, I mean, Texas, he did an interview recently where he said TCU was still the clear leader there for him, you know, and stuff. So it's like, okay, Louisville's going to have to almost be the favorite coming out. Like, you're going to have to start getting word that Louisville's the favorite coming out of this visit. Or you're just not getting him.
Okay, so
you get what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense?
No, yeah, no.
If he's from Texas, he's already saying TCU's his favorite. If he comes to Louisville and visits with all the big time recruits,
this can't be a 50-50 battle. Yeah, is what you're saying.
And he doesn't out of here saying they're the favorite, then you just didn't overtake TCU, and you're not going to.
Right.
Like, I mean, to me, that's pretty simple. You know, like, okay, and to Louisville football's credit, you have Javian Simpkins, a four-star running back, and another four-star running back coming in this weekend that it sounds like you can get. So, I mean, we're kind of like, oh, okay, if Reuben Owens isn't going to come, well, I'll take one of these four stars, which is kind of insane that we're just like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll settle for the four-star kid out of Florida. Let's see. Somebody said Sanker's who I want. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's probably the best of the bunch. So, yeah, it's just wild, man. It's just – it's an exciting – weekend for Louisville athletics. So really looking forward to getting to that. Let's go ahead and do our break now, Nick, because when we come back, we'll transition back into basketball. We'll talk a little bit about recruiting. I want to clarify a little bit too of what Kenny Payne said the other day, just to make sure everybody, or see if everybody's on the page with me, kind of how you take it. So we'll do all that when we get back. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Sometimes when I sit back and really let it register, I did everything I said I would and said it first. I mean, the world's in denial, but they all know what I'm headed for. We about to feed these youngins to the metaverse. Meanwhile, I'm over here just trying to pen a verse, cause I'm done being extra with the extroverts. The label used to wonder how I'm supposed to stand next to Vert. Probably never thought that I would get these legs to work. I work hard, but hard don't need no extra work.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. We have everything here except Marcus Maven on Middays with Marcus Maven.
Do you know Jack Harlow is 6'3"?
He looks like he's pretty good sized dude.
I thought he was like decently tall, but like I feel like once you're past 6'1", 6'2", you're tall. Like 6'3" is tall.
I think so.
Like, yeah. I thought, like, you know, I thought he was a comfortable, like, I thought he was taller than me, like, you know, 6'1", 6'2", maybe, but 6'3", like, listed at 6'3", which means you could probably pass for 6'4". I don't know. This all stemmed from the New Balance commercial.
Yeah?
With him and Kawhi. I was watching it the other day. I was at a local watering hole, Brewster's, after the Gas Bags game. Seriously. Like they, I just,
they're not sandwiches. Like we can say that.
It was a late night after the game. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it, dude. I was actually eating healthy. I had a grilled chicken Caesar salad, and my God, that thing was. I had to have a half size, and it filled me up.
You know, look, I'm gonna do my name dropping thing here just because I think it's cool.
Do it.
We were out there one night, and Reese Gaines was there with us. And
nice.
It's like I don't even name drop Marcus anymore. Like Marcus isn't a Louisville legend. Don't tell him I said that. But you know, it's like
we got to keep him in check.
He called me the other day, and I was like, I'll call him right back. And I was like, I never thought. I told the people we were at Gustavo's eating, and I told the family I was there with my wife and her uncle, and cousins and stuff, and I was like, I never thought Louisville Legends would be calling me, and I would be like, hey, yeah, I'll get back to them.
Yeah.
Like Marcus's face pop up. My son, when Marcus's face pops up, my son will just hang up on him and go, Marcus, call back. I'm like, oh, okay. So Marcus knows if he catches the blank you button, he's like, yeah, Xavier got the phone. But I always order the cauliflower wings there.
Yes!
They're so good.
They are really good.
And I ordered the cauliflower wings, and I remember Reese was like, wait a minute. Did you just order cauliflower? And I was like,
don't knock until you try.
I was like, bro. So I tried to win him over on those. And I'm like, hang on, man. But anyways, yeah. What were you saying?
Oh, yeah. No, sorry.
Sorry.
What was I saying?
Yeah, you were at...
No, because the cauliflower is awesome. Yeah, Jeanette and I always split that. The chicken noodle soup, also very good. So we were at Roosters, and then there's a commercial that comes on for New Balance, and it has Kawhi. And then it has Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
And they're both, you know, doing, you know, the pointing to the camera, you know, all that jazz and everything like that. Some highlights, you know, having like a friendly one-on-one game. Mm-hmm. And then it ends with like Kawhi just flushing one. Mm-hmm. And then there's a shot of Jack Harlow dunking.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it and I was like, I know.
Like, can he dunk or was that a,
I was like, because it was like the camera shot looked like they could have covered for him not dunking.
Yeah.
But also, looked like that was a pretty good dunk.
Yeah,
like, I mean, you know, you could tell. Like, this is always so crappy. But whenever like I'm watching a movie and there's a sports scene in it, I like or dislike the actor a little bit more depending on how they portray it.
Yeah,
like if I'm like, oh, that dude's never thrown a baseball before, and like
I know.
Or
the famous football scene from the Hallmark movie or whatever, where he's like,
come on, man. Like, you know, stuff like that.
At least give him some training, man.
Right. Or if it's the other way.
Like, All-American, the show, they said they went through like 6 months of football training before they were able to start shooting. Well, to make them look like football players. Like,
I think they should do that.
Yeah.
They do that for other movies. I mean, that's one of the reasons, like, quick sidebar, mm-hmm. One of the best sports movies ever, whether like you like hockey or not, is Miracle.
Oh, I totally agree.
And it's because they took hockey players and taught them to act.
Yeah.
As opposed to taking, you know, actors and trying to teach them hockey.
Yep.
And so they got these guys that had some acting chops. You know, mm-hmm. they studied theater, maybe had some bit parts here and there. But they're like, oh, you played Division I hockey? Mm-hmm. Oh, you played... They had like an actual hockey tryout. The guy that played, may he rest in peace, I played with his cousin, actually, here in Louisville. The guy who played Jack O'Callaghan, mm-hmm. who was like the instigator, has that like cheap shot and they have like a fight. Yep. Got into a fight during the tryout for the movie.
That's awesome.
How in character he was. And they were like, this guy should play the hothead on the team.
So wait a minute. The guy who played O'Callaghan died.
Yeah.
Well, really?
Yeah, he suicide.
So, okay. He was young.
Yeah.
Okay, so I knew it had to be like a tragic thing. Okay, that's terrible. Yeah.
Very sad. But sure. His portrayal
of him, awesome.
He's perfect.
Yeah, he was awesome.
I mean, they even, like, Jack O'Callaghan actually, like, you know, if you watch, like, the extent, you know, the director's cut or whatever.
Oh, I've watched everything about that movie.
Like, awesome. They meet, and he's like, yeah, he's a better me than me, you know, uh-huh. and stuff like, you know, they joke around and everything like that. But that element of...
Yeah.
It helps.
Absolutely.
You can tell. If you played the game, you can tell. And I my respect goes up for guys that actually have a good spiral.
Totally.
And my respect goes down for guys that can't throw.
Hey, listen, everybody knows me, knows Varsity Blues holds like a very, very close thing in my heart, man. I love that movie. Love that movie. And like, they look like James Vanderbeek, like, he looks like a football player.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, Paul Walker looks like a all-star, all-American quarterback in there. You know, you're like, okay, these dudes are legit.
Now, the action sequence in that, they're hilarious because it's like every single play would be like,
oh, just those insane.
There's like six SportsCenter top 10 plays in this
one. It's like every play, somebody hurdles someone, you know, Mox jumps up, gets hit from John Elway, you know,
right.
Like blood's pouring out. It's like, whoa, man. I mean, I played high school football. I never played a game like that, but I never played Deep Texas either. So,
that's a good point. But see, the other thing is, like, it's crazy and it's turned up to 11, but those plays happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like you turn it up to for effect, but it's like, no, these are real football plays. Like, they would just happen like once a year.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like I love it. And I actually did some research. So the
Wendell was Lamar Jackson before Lamar.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, right.
He jumps over everybody.
The like the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Like I didn't realize they actually got some kids that like played junior hockey better hockey players than me. I'll say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That were you weren't supposed to agree so quickly to that, Steve.
But yeah, no, yeah. I'm like, yes, yeah, yeah. I mean, you're terrible.
But they got those kids to like be in some of the like action sequences and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the choreography.
Oh yeah.
Like when I'm a kid, I like all I see is action and Team Iceland's mean and go Team USA.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
Knuckle puck, all that jazz. And then I go back after.
That was my favorite one too.
Yeah, D2, the Mighty Ducks. Yeah, yeah. As well. But then I go back and watch it after I'm, you know, I've been playing. I'm like, oh yeah, nostalgia trip. And I'm like, that's illegal. That'll get you killed. That will never happen. Like, that's a blatant penalty. Like, everyone's cheering. Like, no, that's interference. Like, that is.
You cannot do that.
Yeah, like, that's illegal. Yeah. Those pads aren't on right. Yeah. Like, it's like, what are we doing here?
You mean to tell me they did not tell the referee who was in the game? And they're just blown away. It's like, oh, it was actually the girl. Like, wait a minute. We thought.
So it was like, that's delay of game. Yeah, but, you know, he's offsides. Like, he's out of the zone when he gets the puck. Like, you know, I know that's stupid. You know,
no,
like,
I get
there's
it.
There's a movie about a flying V in there, for God's sake. Like,
yeah.
But at the same time.
That don't work? It wouldn't work?
No. That's a great way to die.
Okay.
You'd be offsides. Okay, now
you're getting into where you're just killing my childhood. So
it might work, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
You know, maybe.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, bro. So and let me guess, the annexation of Puerto Rico wouldn't work.
No comment on that.
Okay,
one.
Like, yeah, I'm like, bro.
All right, yeah, that one does hurt. I get it.
Come on.
Okay, I don't want to like, poo-poo.
You don't need to know it.
That would be a good. This is a great summer sports poll. What is the greatest?
Oh yeah,
fantasy. Or sports movie secret play.
The annexation of
Puerto Rico,
yep.
The flying V, the knuckle puck. Trying to think of some other ones.
Before I get to this Kenny Payne thing, I got to say this. One of the greatest scenes of all time, Little Giants, where he's like, oh, my God. I mean, they're running a super secret play. They got the fullback and receiver and the linemen are in the backfield. He's like, they're standing around, bud.
Let's see if I can find it.
Yes. See if you can find it. He's like, oh my God! Like, what are they doing? And it's like Ed O'Neill is like, hey, they're standing around, buds. And like hits him in the back of the head. He's like, oh, okay. Little Giants, man, is just epic. That is an awesome. That's one I haven't watched in a long time. I have to check that out. Did you find it? Oh man, if you find that clip.
I did find this one, though.
Okay.
Just in my little...
What is that? Cheetos. Crunchy or puffed?
Puffed.
Wimp.
Wimp. That's a great movie. Little League football, man. Oh, gosh. That is awesome. Let me say this really quick. I think most people understood this. Kenny Payne the other day, talking to the crowd. By the way, great event. U of L. Like, kudos to y'all, the season ticket event, awesome. Actually letting players, or I'm sorry, fans ask questions to the coaches, just awesome. And kudos to the fans for nobody being dumb, you know, like, that's not the time and place. Like, you know, I thought it was great questions, great event all around. The NIL comment, like, I think everyone understands that Kenny Payne is not against NIL, right? I mean, I'm just clarifying. Maybe we don't. I don't know. But, I mean, Kenny Payne is not against NIL. Sidney Curry is doing really well in NIL right now. You know, Mike James is currently, he has a new drink. NIL. L. Ellis is doing very well in NIL right now. I mean, like, that's something... Brandon Huntley Hatfield just signed with CAA. Yes, that's CAA. The former World Wide West CAA. I mean, he just signed with that agency. I'm sure he's going to do very well in NIL. What I believe Kenny Payne was trying to say, and again, I think the majority of people get this, was I don't want guys right now that are essentially coming for what they're going to make. You know, for if he's talking to a recruit, recruit says, well, what, how much NIL can you give me? And that's before we talk basketball, before we talk anything, like, he's like, I want you to come here because of the University of Louisville, because of my pedigree, Danny Manning's pedigree, of all the different pedigrees that can get you to the NBA. That's why I want you here. Not that he's against NIL. Like Nick, I was saying when he was on the phone, like, we have plenty of dudes right now that are doing very well in NIL. Very well. I mean, so I just think it was, he was trying to say, hey, I just don't want a guy that I'm like, hey, you know, hey, it's Coach Payne. You know, nice to meet you. Yeah, you know, Coach, you know, well, what questions do you have about the University of Louisville? Well, how much can I make? We're good. You know, yeah, thanks. So I was just kind of clarifying, and I think most people understood that, and I get that. I get that. So anyways, we'll get ready. We'll get to the phones. Dana, what's going on?
What's going on, Steve, man?
What's up?
Man, I was just telling Nick, he brought the question a couple minutes ago about what's the most ridiculous sports fantasy thing that ever happened.
Yep.
I told him the triple Lindy from Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
Yes.
When he went from diving board to diving board all the way down.
Yes.
I thought that was...
That's a great one.
Never seen ever. That is awesome. I don't think it's a diver on the planet that will try to do that.
No, not at all. That's tremendous, man.
But I just wanted to get it in real quick. I have absolutely no problem with anything that Kenny Payne said with regards to what you're talking about as far as guys want to come here, you know, just because they want attention and NIL money.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, you have a handshake and you can go ahead and go on about your business. I don't have a problem with that at all, at least. It lets me know my coach is going in the right direction, man. So I'm good with it. I think every UofL fan should be good with it. That's it. Great show. Talk to you later, buddy.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I was just saying, like, I think most people understood that's, you know, you're going to make money coming to a school like University of Louisville. You're going to make good money. Go check out Sidney Curry's Instagram. Go check out his Jeep. Go check out, you know, like what they're doing. Some of the other ones. Like I was telling Nick, Mike James, who might be swinging in here in the next couple days to chat with us. Those drinks. What are those drinks called? They're like the glass bottle. You can get them at a lot of times. You'll see them at a lot of like El Nepal, different ones.
Glass bottle.
Yes. I cannot think of the name.
Oh, is it like they're orange and yellow?
Some of them, yeah. They're like, gosh, it's going to kill me. I've got to know. I'm going to Mike James' Instagram right now. This is what, Mike, this is why you got to come in, because you've got to tell us. It's like Doritos?
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Am I saying it wrong there? Like, I'm probably butchering that, and I'm so sorry.
No, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
He has an
Doritos. It is. It's Doritos.
Okay.
Yeah, it comes in orange. It comes in like yellow and green. I
all
don't know
kinds,
exactly the fruit.
They have all kinds of different flavors.
If you've been to any Mexican restaurant,
yes,
that's worth a damn, quite honestly, they have these.
Absolutely.
And they're delicious.
Mike James has a deal with them.
Nice.
So, yeah, so, like, I'm like, Kenny Payne supports NIL, and you'll make a lot of it at a place like Louisville, but I don't mind him saying, like, I'm not a boss, I'm a basketball coach, like, so I don't really, somebody said it's pronounced like jalapenos, so I guess it'd be like, Jarritos? Maybe.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Like,
nice.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. Absolutely. That makes sense. But you know, he's saying, look, I don't wanna be talking like what your financials will be. I wanna talk basketball. Do you wanna come here and play basketball? Do you want me to be the basketball coach? I'm gonna get you to the NBA. The money will be there. You can make money. But when guys come in, like Brandon Huntley Hatfield, who could have made money other places, we know that. You can ask Marcus, like, you know, like, but says, no, I believe in Kenny Payne. I believe in that. There wasn't a prepaid package for Brandon Huntley Hatfield. There wasn't. I mean, just we know that. So it's like, no, but I believe if I come here and work hard that I'm going to be in the league in the next year or so. And Brandon Huntley Hatfield, for instance, I was saying this, Nick, while you were on the phone. I mean, now he's signed with CAA.
Nice.
Okay. So, like, he's going to make money. You know, he's probably going to have a nice car when you see him around. Like, good things are going to come to Brandon Huntley Hatfield. But he looked Kenny Payne in the eye on his visit and said, I trust you. I trust you. I can go get paid, or I trust you to get me to the league. Like, yeah, so like, I think that's simply what he was saying. I don't know. I think it was a very small amount, but I think some people kind of ran with the NIL thing. Like, oh, man, Kenny Payne's against NIL. He's, you know, the times are passing him by, and he hadn't even coached. Like, I didn't think it needed to be explained, but apparently it did. Like, yeah, seems pretty simple,
worthy of a minute or two, I think.
Yeah,
clarify.
So, yeah, anyways. Yeah, a lot of people are coming in saying Jarritos.
Jarritos. Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you, appreciate it. Somebody said the Iron Lotus from Blades of Glory.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Somebody said the play at the end of where the meme machine didn't know the play to run at the longest yard.
Yeah. Is it like they do some form of like fumble rooski?
Something. I know.
But I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what the
play
was.
That's another one where they did a good job because they had so many Michael Irvin. You know, Nelly looks like I would sign Nelly up to play running back right now.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, you know,
I thought he had like some JUCO offers or he played like JUCO football.
Looked it. I imagine he did because, I mean, he looks like a good football player. You're like,
okay. I remember they did this thing with him and Nick Lachey, and it was like they had like a celebrity, like flag football thing. And I actually was really excited about because, like, Warren Moon, who randomly was, like, my favorite, like, quarterback for a little while when I was a kid. It was, like, Warren Moon
Mine
and,
was Rodney
like,
Pete.
Yeah.
Because of the game.
Yeah, that's fair.
I used him and Barry Sanders.
He was good. That would be another great topic. Unsung, like, cheat codes. Everyone knows like, Bo Jackson and everything. But then there was, like, the tier below that was, like,
see, that was me.
This guy.
When we would play Tecmo Super Bowl, people would be like, oh, I'm going to get the Raiders. You know, I'm like, cool. Right. I want the Lions. Because I can roll Rodney Pete out and run him, or I can run Barry Sanders. Like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah, that would be you know, everyone knows the cheat code guys, but then they're the ones like the guys in the cracks that might have been the one that, you know, the real players would.
This
play
one's
with.
Top three. This one would make the list. The Happy Gilmore shot.
Yeah, putt at the end.
Ping. Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
I pulled up a list and it was the top seven.
Ooh, Texter, I'm going to have to check that out. I've been wanting to watch Hustle on Netflix. I'm going to have to check it out.
I'll shoot through this. But
okay.
Just that MTV thing, I forgot who the other quarterback was, but it was wacky. You could throw to like mascots that were jumping on like trampolines, but it ended in sudden death.
Rockin' Jock?
Maybe. I don't
like the Rockin' Jock basketball, but they did it for the football too for a while.
Well, it was maybe that's what it was, and probably. I mean, this was like at the peak of Nick Lachey's like fame, so like early aughts, peak of Nelly's fame too.
Yeah,
and they were the two captains, and they went one on one, and they mentioned they're like both of them really good athletes, and they were.
Yeah,
I mean, like I don't know if they scripted it, but like Nelly like cooks Nick Lachey at the last second. Lachey's staying with him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, in my mind, I was like, there hasn't been a white cornerback since Jason Sehorn.
I know.
Like, who's this guy? But he's on him.
Yeah.
But then Nelly breaks away at the last second and makes a diving, like, one-handed catch to win the thing. But they talk about, like, they're both great athletes, former college, you know, football players. And I was like, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I did not know that.
Somebody said Nelly might have played some minor league baseball or something too.
Something. He's definitely an athlete. But the time best trick plays in films. Remember the Titans fake 23 blast with a backside George reverse.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yep.
Space Jam Michael Jordan's extendo arm dunk.
Yeah.
That one's all right.
That one's good. That one's good. Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Way better than the new Space Jam. Sorry, LBJ. Number five, D2, the Mighty Ducks imposter goalie with the knuckle puck. Yeah, that's a good one. Number four, the Happy Gilmore 18th hole obstacle shot.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to win it. I like that.
I think I'll win right now.
Yeah, I think I'll win right now. Oh, great. Yeah, I love that. The Mighty Ducks, the Flying V.
Uh-huh.
Number two, Little Giants, the Annexation of Puerto Rico.
It's great.
And the number one best trick play in sports films, Little Big League, the Hidden Ball Trick.
Ah, Little Big League. That's a good
one.
That's a good one. What about, let me give one more. When she's like, float it. You know where Rookie of the Year?
Oh yeah, he hits him with the Epis pitch.
Yeah, the floating. Yeah,
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 he gets him with the Epis.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, that one's great too because it's like, bro, he's gonna kill this. Like, didn't somebody on the Cubs like actually try that this week?
Yeah, something. Yeah, yeah. Like, not long ago, there was an Epis pitch thrown.
They like threw it. It was like 35 miles an hour. Dude from the Yankees just hit it out of the park. It's like, yeah, it's in a movie, dude. I mean, literally, hit it out of the park. Did you see it? It was like last week.
I didn't see that. No.
Yes. Oh gosh, you'll have to go
was
look it up.
Was it in dude that Yankees the game? They hit like six home runs.
Yes, dude from the Cubs. I don't know the story behind it, but the dude from the Cubs just like throws it like 35 miles an hour. The dude from the Yankees is just like, okay. Bang! Like, just cracks it right over the left field wall. I'm just like, what just happened? I don't know the story behind it. I'm like, why did he do that?
I mean, maybe they were just like, you know, saving arms, and they trotted somebody out there. Oh, here we go.
It popped up 35 miles an hour.
Coverage cam, and what we're watching on the coverage cam is Frank Swindell.
Right, he's the first base
player coming into pitch.
All right, let's get to the part where they actually hit it. Here we go. Sorry.
Dave Roberts tried to bring in a position player.
Oh, God.
High fly ball off the bat of Higashioka. Did he get it? Oh, he got it. Second home run of the game for Higashioka. And it's 18-4.
That was amazing. He threw it 35 miles an hour. Like, I don't ever want to hear a Cubs fan make fun of that soundbite. I never want to hear a Cubs fan talk about the Reds again.
I don't know how many.
A position player comes in and throws it 35 miles an hour.
Knew what was coming.
Pop! And it's 18-4.
Oh, my God. That's like, amazing.
That's the worst sound in baseball history. Just, yeah.
I mean,
now it's 18-4. And I was like.
He looked like Jarbo in our softball.
Yes,
that's what he. Yeah, just like. Well, I got to give a tip of the cap. That looked like Big Blue Drew's like exact like home run shot.
Like it's crazy. Yeah,
just like, he took it right to left field.
I mean, like it was just like the dude's looking at the ball like for real. Like, is that you're gonna lob that? Like, are we playing softball here?
Like, he hit it like so high in the zone. That's why it really did. Just like you know, just hit it up by like his upper shoulders, and just I mean, skies it to left field, like right down the line.
Like, bro, it's in a movie, dude. Like, what are you doing? Like, you can't throw a ball 35 miles an hour to a major league hitter. They're gonna crush that.
That was awesome.
It was great though. Anyway, so yeah, I'm sure there's a story behind it. Like I'm sure that, like I said, there was a position guy in. I don't, you know, maybe there was something they had to do, like you said, saving an arm or something. Where it's like, dude, it's 18-4. But good God.
I mean, it's a rocket. And that looks like a moonshot in softball. That's awesome.
That's awesome, man. All right, Nick, it's been a fun hour, man. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, 10 a.m., middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Coach Dan McDonald here. In my 16 years of living in this community, I've had the great pleasure of being associated with some amazing teams, and I wanted to take a moment to talk about the wonderful team at Fitness Market. When my wife and I were upgrading our home fitness room, we knew there was only one place to go, Fitness Market. Fitness Market has been serving the Louisville community for over 10 years, and their service company, Treadmill Medic, has been in Louisville for over 20 years. When Julie and I walked into their store, we were treated like family, and that is exactly what Fitness Market is.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? the pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.